You excited over this Iran war? Trump pummeling some Persian ass?
I mean, not really, but...
Well, how come?
Same reason I wasn't okay with the Maduro thing. It's going to be the exact same argument. I don't think this administration has a good vision for the Middle East. It has the potential to have huge downstream bad ramifications, and I'm not confident that this administration can control for it.
So, like, what bad ramifications?
A failed state that resembles what Syria looked like after it was collapsing for the past decade and a massive refugee crisis that's going to spill into Europe again.
Maybe constant terrorism in the Strait.
Yeah.
Refugee crisis.
What?
You mentioned a refugee crisis?
Yeah, I said potential refugee crisis if it like turns into another kind of collapsed state, like Syria did.
You could just not let any refugees in.
Okay. Well, I'm not an actual fucking monster, so that wouldn't be my position. But I mean, I guess that is a position that some people could try and take. Yeah.
Well,
I ask, Vegan, you really seem to fucking hate Venezuelans.
No.
You sure? This has been like a big issue for you.
What? He's talking about Iran right now.
Yeah. But I remember that last comment.
I don't hate Venezuelans. I hated Maduro, the Maduro regime. And Venezuelans hate the Maduro regime. They were glad Trump got rid of him. Can you, like literally, can you show me one single Venezuelan who wasn't happy to see Maduro gone? Like, literally one?
I can't.
Couldn't you say that about, like, Democrats for Trump?
How is that related?
Just because everybody in a fucking area is happy that somebody's gone doesn't mean it was done the right way. If somebody went and just fucking murdered Donald Trump, I might be happy, but...
Whoa, in a video game.
It was done the right way.
In a video game.
So, what was done the wrong way when it came to Maduro?
I don't think that he had congressional approval just to go fucking grab him. I don't think you,
you don't
should
need
be going
congressional
just...
approval.
Okay, you should. I don't think you should just
well,
be
you
going...
Don't. Okay. What's the argument for needing that?
Well, you should.
Well, the president shouldn't be able to unilaterally conduct war, as we would probably want this to be at
That's
the
not a war.
Of.
But on what basis is grabbing Maduro a war?
Because you're deposing the leader of another sovereign state?
Sovereign
it's
state.
It's a military so a operation.
Who, so a guy who illegally stole an election is acting as a fascist dictator, is the leader of a sovereign state? That's how you define it?
Yep.
Okay, so we shouldn't... Okay, would you take that same position if it were Hitler? Like, Hitler had more legitimacy to be in power than Maduro.
Okay. Hitler was invading other countries around him. That's
well,
probably
let's say,
why he went to war
okay,
with
so
Hitler.
Let's say,
no, so what do you mean?
Let's say Hitler stopped with Poland. He didn't invade any other countries, but he was doing the same exact, like, other shit. So, like, killing all the Jews. You'd be against invading...
I think there's a sufficient
Germany
argument to go to war with a country if they were, like, literally concentration camp Holocaust.
Well, we're not talking about going to war with Germany. We're doing a like-for-like comparison. So, we're not going to war
this,
with Germany.
I have zero desire. This is the most semantically retarded conversation in the universe. Can you give me, like, a strict definition of what it means to go to war? This is a retarded argument. What is it? When you say...
You're the one who's making... The claim that it's
well,
an
because
act
it's
of
a,
war.
Because
so
it is obviously
that.
An act of war. When you threaten the sovereignty of another country with your military, I don't know, that's one definition I would throw
Wait,
out
what
there.
What do you mean sovereignty of another country
sovereignty
with your military?
Sovereignty as in you have a right to your own leaders, your own laws, your own borders. And if somebody comes in and they want to forcibly
okay,
change a
cool,
law, abduct
good,
people,
good.
Or depose
okay, so
your leader,
you
that's an act
in,
of war.
In favor of the Venezuelan, then you should be in favor of what Trump did because he was illegally elected.
You can be in favor or against it. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about whether or not I counted
you
as an act of war.
You just made an
we're,
argument
but we're not there
in
yet
favor
because you don't even
of the idea of
No, we're arguing right now over whether or not it counted as an act of war.
You just said
it doesn't matter. You're not there yet. 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 We're having a conversation on whether or not I counted it as an act of war, and you didn't seem to agree with that.
Okay, so define how it's an define.
I already said that. I said if you're doing a military action to threaten the sovereignty of another country, I would say that's probably an act of war.
Okay, well, it doesn't threaten the sovereignty of that country.
Okay, well, I disagree.
How does it threaten the sovereignty of that country?
By forcibly deposing their leader with your military. It's you're saying
that wasn't their leader. Nobody wanted him.
Doesn't matter. That's not us to choose. That's not for us to choose. It's the other. That's their country.
The one that's in place is his vice president.
Yeah. Sorry. So you want to have somebody in who's going to get killed by the cartels?
What?
She worked with, so
he's arguing for why, at first he argued for why the leadership regime change had to happen, but now he's arguing why it's actually really important for the current regime to stay there, completely defeating the first argument. It makes
it's not,
argument
so it's not the same regime. It's, so it's not the same regime.
It's literally the
it's
same.
It's the vice president. She's willing to play friendly with the United States from now on. And the issue with getting some other elected leaders, the cartels, would probably just kill them.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, that's the issue with getting another elected leader. So
I'm sorry. How is this? So I prefer having a set of circumstances that are more beneficial overall. So
that's fine, but we're not at that level yet. We're just trying to argue. We're just trying to say, we're just trying to have a discussion on what it means for things to be acts of war. What is an act of war? That's what we were at. We still haven't agreed on what that means.
You are the one who claimed what Trump did in Venezuela is an act of war.
Yeah, of course.
So you're the one making the claim. You're the one who has to explain what an act of war is. And how the Trump thing is fits that definition.
I did both of those things already.
They literally sent the military.
You said threaten the sovereignty of the nation.
Correct.
So it doesn't threaten the sovereignty of the nation. You literally made the argument for it not threatening the sovereignty of the nation.
We're deposing the leader of another country.
Okay, so if the leader got into power by stealing an election and used like some of the most horrific ways to like quash protesters or political dissidents, or dissidents, you define that as a leader.
Yes. It might be a good reason to go to war with the country if you want, but it would still be an act of war against that regime, against that country. Yes.
Okay, so
it defeats the argument if you lead a regime.
So you want to keep a fascist dictator in power.
Did I say that?
Because it would threaten the sovereignty of that nation. That's your whole argument.
It's not our country. We haven't even gotten to the point yet for arguing whether or not we would justify it or not justify it. It's whether or not we agree that it's an act of war. It's whether or not we agree it's an act of war. My position is that we haven't even gotten to discussing whether or not it's justified or not.
My position right now is just saying
that this is an act of war. That's all I'm saying.
So your position is Venezuela was run by a fascist dictator, and arresting him would harm the sovereignty of that country. Does that not sound fucking retarded to you?
If you don't understand anything about international law and your concept of how that, yes, you cannot arrest other nations' leaders. Arresting other nations, yes, it would, yes. Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
The sovereignty of North Korea?
Yes, it would. Yes,
it would.
It would.
That's a concern for you, for arresting Kim Jong-un.
It would be threatening. You could argue that it was a sovereign. It is a sovereign state, yes.
Like, buddy, give me a fucking break. Is this like some fucking drug-induced psychosis from the Vyvanse you're on or some shit?
No, this is you who is incapable of separating normativity from certain terms because you don't like the way that a certain thing works.
Kim Jong-un would harm the sovereignty of North Koreans.
Harm the sovereignty of North Koreans is kind of, that's a different, you're kind of making a different statement there. So it's not surprising that that doesn't make sense to you. The country of North Korea, their leader right now is Kim Jong-un. Now, you can argue that he should be deposed for some number of reasons. That would be an act of war. Everybody would see it as such.
Well, it entirely depends.
No, it doesn't.
It probably would end up being an act of war because the only way to do that would be to go to war with North Korea and China. But
there you go. Correct.
But again,
that's good. That's fine. But you would argue that it's justified.
Well,
but it's.
I'm just curious. Let's say North Korea wasn't next to China. China had no interest in defending North Korea. And let's say arresting Kim Jong-un and maybe putting in some kind of replacement that would be more friendly to American interests and maybe also South Korean interests. You would be against that?
Cool.
If the geopolitical situation were the same as Venezuela, where we could just arrest Kim Jong-un and put in like some other puppet dictator or puppet politician that would hopefully be more kind to the people and also listen to the U.S. and they'd be able to get rid of some of these like insane prison camps. Like, you'd be against that because it would threaten the sovereignty of North Koreans?
I never said
like,
I would
what
be
sovereignty
against
do they
it.
Have when
I don't think
you're
I would
talking
be,
about
when
being,
I'm talking
under,
about
like,
doing an
rule
act
of
war. When you're talking about doing an act of war, you're not generally considering the sovereignty of that country. An act of war would be a violation of the sovereignty of that country, but that's you accept that.
What sovereignty do you have when you're under the thumb of a fascist dictatorship?
You can argue that the people of the country don't have a democratic country or they don't have good representation or they feel like they, you know, whatever. Those people
are able to have those feelings,
but that's different. But you would be doing you would be engaged in an act of war if you went and you invaded
you keep
that country.
Dodging,
I'm not dodging
right,
anything.
You keep dodging the question. I'm just asking you if the overall geopolitical situation with going into North Korea and kidnapping Kim Jong-un, arresting him for like war crimes and crimes against humanity, stuff like that, you would be against that. For the same reason as you're against the thing in Venezuela.
Do you think I'm against all wars?
It harms the sovereignty of North Koreans?
Do you think I'm against all war? Have I ever given that as a position, ever?
No, that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking
you. Why would you assume that I would be against
Donald Trump doing the same thing in North Korea, assuming the geopolitical consequences would be exactly the same?
I would be opposed to prolonged
war with China or North Korea.
I don't know why you're rambling when it's not relevant to me answering the question.
Oh,
it's 'cause you really want to talk. Okay, keep going. Okay. I would be opposed to Donald Trump doing it. Yes. I don't think Donald Trump is the man that we would need to lead us into a world where we are invading North Korea. Correct.
Oh, okay. So what, like, the Venezuelan operation went down without a hitch. They had no U.S. casualties. They completely defeated all the Chinese, Russian radar and air defense systems. It was in and out, quick and easy, captured Maduro, put in, you know, the puppet president. And the U.S. is in control of Venezuelan oil right now. Like, the entire operation, as far as completing objectives, all that, went down without a hitch. So clearly, whatever Trump's doing with his leadership and everything, it worked.
I mean, we have yet to see, we have yet to see that. We just
replaced
the whole regime.
The operation went down without a hitch.
Yeah, the analysis is too naive to seriously engage with, so I don't know what to say. Yeah.
So assuming the same thing would happen with North Korea, you know, we could depose the North Korean dictator, Kim Jong-un, arrest him for war crimes and crimes against humanity. We could install some sort of puppet regime president that will be more friendly to the people, not be this crazy fascist dictatorship torturing people. And they will have some, there will be some geopolitical benefits for us. You'd be against doing that on the basis of it would harm North Korean sovereignty?
No, I never said that at all.
Okay, so then why would you be against doing that?
I don't know. You should try listening to some of the things that I've said, and then maybe you can figure it out.
Okay, so now you're right. So you changed your stance.
No, I don't think I
have. You first argued the reason it's bad is because of North Korean sovereignty or Venezuelan sovereignty. I think I pointed out how stupid that was.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you talked about, like, Donald Trump being incompetent or the wrong person to do their job. Well, again, the Venezuelan operation went down without a hitch.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing went wrong whatsoever.
No deaths. Perfect. In and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Vegan, they didn't install the regime. They just left the one that's already there in power.
It's not the exact same regime. It's the vice president.
The
vice president.
Yes, it is.
The vice president is working with the United States. The vice president is working with the United States. The U.S. has control of the Venezuelan oil fields and oil refineries.
Actually, Marco Rubio is running it right now.
Why do you think? Hold on. Can I just ask, Vegan? I'm just curious. Like, all of the arguments that you're making about how Maduro's an evil fascist dictator and shit, all that shit just as easily applies to Delcy Rodriguez. Why do you think that it wouldn't? It feels like you're just okay with the U.S. going in there and taking out these people because you just want Big Daddy Trump.
Delcy Rodriguez?
Yes. The vice president of Venezuela.
That's a woman's name.
Yes. She's the president now. Is she not? What? Did they get a new leader or is Marco Rubio running it? Am I out of the loop?
Little Marco.
Okay,
yes.
So no, you understand, Maduro was basically just a drug cartel leader. So again, it becomes a complicated issue. It becomes a complicated issue to just establish a completely new democratic regime when the drug cartels have so much fucking power. They'll probably kill them and try to establish, like, the same status quo.
So yeah, it's complicated.
This is part of a long game. It's not a perfect situation.
I feel like you know how people say that Russia is a gas station masquerading as a country? Would you say that Venezuela is, like, a bunch of drug dealers masquerading as a country?
Very much so.
Hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
Vegan, if I can find you a Venezuelan who didn't want Trump to invade Venezuela, would that change anything for you?
Depends if they're a member of Code Pink or not.
Probably wouldn't.
Which is that? Okay. Well, I'm Venezuelan.
Yeah, so you're Venezuelan? So are you actually from Venezuela?
Well, I was born in the U.S., but my family...
Okay, right. Okay, so you never lived there. Classic. You have no idea what it's actually like to live there. You've never experienced any of the drug cartels targeting political dissidents that are controlled by Maduro. Right, okay.
It's Canadian.
Wait, are you from the U.S.?
I'm Canadian.
Oh, so you've never lived in America. You don't know anything about our politics, etc., right?
I'm sorry, like, this is a fucking guy who grew up in the United States. He's not Venezuelan.
Okay,
what
guy
the
who
fuck
grew
does
up
that
Canada
have to do with anything?
About the United States elections. What the okay, fuck do you have to say about
vegan,
it?
Vegan, you're
we're
gonna
not talking about the United States elections. We're talking about the fucking military actions that Trump has done in Venezuela.
United States politics, my bad.
Okay, but how would you know anything about that, Vegan Gaines? You're literally Canadian.
They're gaslighting you, Vegan.
They are.
Vegan, you're going to have to show us evidence that anything has changed on the ground materially in terms of human rights in Venezuela, because that I have not seen anything about that. And unless you can produce something that says that, then
okay, so make a single argument for why getting rid of Maduro is a bad thing. Name one thing that has gotten worse.
I think that if you're going to get rid of Maduro, I think that if you're going to get rid of Maduro and you're going to make a bunch of arguments about how he's an evil fascist dictator, then getting rid of him shouldn't basically just be, oh, we're just going to replace him with his vice president and like keep.
Okay, so you don't have an argument, right? So you don't have a single argument for why.
Yeah, that's my argument. My argument is you need to stop talking about the fascist.
Right. Your argument is, oh, I don't like war. Ooh, big scary noises.
What?
It's bad.
No,
right. So you don't have an argument. Right. So you don't have an argument.
Fuck you. And I'm like pretty pro Israel.
Right. So you literally do not have an argument.
Yeah, I don't have an argument against
the operation that went down without a hitch. It's geopolitically advantageous for the United States.
What
a horrible fucking dictator. Not one single fucking thing for either Venezuelans or the United States got worse. And your only fucking argument is, I don't like bang bang loud noises. So you don't have an argument.
Wow, nice assumptions, bro.
If Trump decides tomorrow that he wants to kill.
What's the argument? What assumption am I making? You literally just said what you said. What is the argument?
Hold on. Is this guy okay, unable to listen to anything that anybody said? Like, I feel you didn't listen to Destiny, and now you're not listening to what I was saying.
Name one fucking argument for why it was a bad thing to fucking get rid of Maduro. If it doesn't change anything, then it's neutral. That's not a bad thing. So I asked you one negative, and the only thing you could say, it didn't change anything.
So, well, it sets a really, that you can just say, oh, okay, well, you know what? America's just going to be able to go in and kidnap people's leaders now, regardless of whether they're elected.
It's because America's the worldwide fucking police. If you don't play fucking ball, you get fucked over.
But they're not.
That's a good geopolitical strategy.
The
bad actors have to stay on their toes, and they have to be worried of threat of military action from the United
States. Right. When's it going to happen to Putin? When's it going to happen to Putin?
A good thing.
Is Putin?
What do you mean? I'm sorry. Billions of dollars have been sent to Ukraine. The idea that the United States has not material helped Ukraine.
I'm not saying that they haven't. Although I don't think that everyone has done enough, but. Like,
Vinkins, is it good if the good actors are also afraid of the U.S.?
Yeah.
How?
If, like, France and shit have to send...
Oh, France, merci beaucoup. I'm going to eat my croissant. America's so bad. I'm so worried about the French people. Oh, yeah, oui. Soixante neuf.
Baguettes.
Damn, Canadians really do hate.
Oh, man, the French people are upset. Oh, no.
France actually has a pretty capable military.
How do you feel about Indians, Vegan Gaines?
Yeah, they send military to Greenland to protect against U.S. invasion because that was a worry.
So let's have this debate in like 4 years when Trump's out of office. Let's see if there's a fucking U.S. invasion of France. Give me a fucking break.
I'm not talking about
a U.S. invasion of France.
That's not what I was saying.
If that's not what you're saying, then what the fuck? Why the fuck are
France
you bothering opening up your mouth?
France and Denmark.
I was just saying.
Greenland to defend France against a U.S. invasion.
Military.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Sure. So again, let's have this conversation in another few years. Let's see if the U.S. invades Greenland. Like, again, you're fucking...
It's ridiculous. Fine. There's zero chance, by the way.
Oh, my God. Do you actually think that that the United States right now is acting as the world's policeman? Do you think that Trump cares about that? Did you not hear him say all that dumb shit about fucking... about the bullshit with like how this is our sphere of influence and the Donroe doctrine and all that garbage. That's why he did it. It's because he wants
to say all sorts of shit. Guess what? Venezuela got fucking clapped. Iran's getting fucking clapped. The Houthis are getting clapped. All the Iranian proxies are getting clapped.
Is it always good to, or best to take like the stat bonuses for breeding or
dares invade Taiwan? So, look, America is, in fact, acting as the world's police. They are getting rid of bad actors. I do agree Trump should have committed to more military aid for Ukraine. The one upside to this, like, slow fight, though, is that Russia's military and economy are just... I'm sure the
Ukrainians are real happy about
that's great.
That part.
That's great. So Venezuela got fucking clapped. They were accepting help from.
Can you have multiple aspects?
Smoke.
Absolutely annihilated. Iran got fucking clapped again. They were receiving support from China and Russia with some of their military technology.
Smoked.
Absolutely getting annihilated. Smoked. And again, this it knocks down all the necessary dominoes where China is going to have a much fucking harder time invading Taiwan. And in fact, U.S. assesses China not planning to invade Taiwan in 2027. That's a Reuters article. China was
the United States
planning on invading Taiwan
right
in 2027, and they're realizing the U.S. military is way too much of a fucking problem.
Sorry, you're just going to keep filibustering? Okay, good.
That's not filibustering.
Do you think the United States is at war with Iran right now? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, so should they talk to Congress and get approval for that?
They only need to do that after 60 days.
Okay. 90 days.
So after the 90 days, do you think do you think Trump's going to do that?
Probably.
Okay. And do you think the United States should work
They informed members
allies?
Of Congress
the United States should have worked with their European allies while they're invading Iran?
As far as I understand they did. It's just that they're a bunch of fucking weak cowards.
Okay, what do you mean they did?
Yeah, as far as I understand, they informed European leaders that they were going to attack Iran. They were looking for
support. Can you link me an article of that?
I don't know, maybe.
Before the
I don't know. You could do a little Google search from the media.
I've
seen it.
Yeah,
it looks
I'm
like
trying
they were trying
something
to
that's impossible
with,
to find because
they were trying
you're
to coordinate
talking about something
European
that's never
leaders,
happened before,
including the UK. But
yeah,
when
they
you
were trying
see,
to coordinate after they were already invaded.
Yeah, well, great. That's great. So in either case, they're weak fucking cowards. And again, you can look at some of the
okay, so you're accepting
bullshit.
That they
you
didn't
can look
try
at some
to work
of the bullshit.
With them before they
the
were
bullshit.
Invaded.
Great. Well, guess what? If that's the case, I don't see what fucking argument they have after the fact to not help.
Okay, but so, that's not the point. The point is
if you look at Keir Starmer, if you look at Keir Starmer, if you look at Keir Starmer,
before they invaded Iran,
so if you look at Keir Starmer, the whole fucking reason they're apprehensive with aiding the U.S. With the invasion or attack or invasion of Iran is just because they have too many fucking Muslims in their country and they're worried about getting votes for the next election.
Okay, why
that's
do you think that?
Literally all it is.
Might have something to do. They think their hesitance might have something to do with France and Denmark having to send troops to Greenland to prepare for a U.S. invasion of Greenland? And that might have something
oh,
to do with
yeah, yeah. The imminent U.S. invasion of Greenland, I'm sure. Care
they,
to show me
they,
any
are
fucking...
Are you aware that they had to...
Care to show me any intelligence? Yeah, cool. Care to show me any fucking intelligence data indicating that the U.S. is about to invade Greenland? Care to show me? No, don't have that.
Maybe
it's just Donald Trump saying things.
Groups.
No, it's just
yes,
right.
I actually can. The United States
right.
literally made
okay.
plans to go and invade Greenland.
The imminent invasion of Greenland. So you want to put some money on it?
Literally drew.
You want to put some money on it? You want to put some money on it?
What are we putting money on?
Put some money on it.
Going to
how
are
you?
Battle plans.
You want to throw down?
It already been leaked.
You want to throw down? So when's the invasion going to happen? So when's the invasion going to happen?
Okay, the last
they were
already
planning.
Leaked.
What month is the Greenland invasion going to happen?
It's probably not going to happen, but you're asking, you're coming up with two different things now.
It's not going to happen. It's just something I say so people get mad at Trump.
No,
Vinny's the last time you're being a fucking asshole. Had it already been leaked.
You bring up the Greenland thing to make people hate Trump.
I don't know why Zipzit brought up the Greenland thing. He was retarded for bringing it up because I was literally cooking you
from it.
Right, so I'm not interested in like arguing with like fucking retarded children over whether the Tooth Fairy exists, buddy. So like, shut up with the fucking Greenland thing. It's stupid.
The Greenland thing is pretty stupid, but Trump's generals did go and make.
Buddy, shut up! You're a fucking idiot, and even your buddy here calls you a fucking idiot. So shut the fuck up about the fucking Greenland thing.
I actually just so everybody knows, the United States military like has plans to invade like everyone. They even have
everybody. Oh, they're gonna invade Canada and the UK and France.
Shut the fuck up.
You
Jesus.
Just talk over him.
This is not for I'm not saying that just because they have
women are to be seen, plans, not heard. Shut up.
Jesus. Just because they have invasion plans doesn't mean they're gonna do it. I'm saying the United States military has plans to invade like everyone.
Right, just like
it's
Batman.
A thing that
just
they
like
do.
Batman. Right, just like Batman. Batman plans to take, like, has plans to take out the whole Justice League. Yeah, America's just like Batman. Right, America's like Batman.
That's what I'm saying,
you dumbass. He has a plan to take out Superman. He has a plan to take out Martian Manhunter. He has plans to take out the Flash. America's like Batman.
Do you actually not believe me? Like, do you think that what I'm saying isn't true? Do you want to?
No, America's Batman. No, America's Batman.
No, I'm not saying that. The United States just has a battle plan.
Vegan, that's literally an argument in your favor.
I'm trying to help you here, dude. The U.S. has plans for every country, okay? It's just a thing that they do.
America Batman.
The United States has, like, has plans to fight, like, fucking zombies or whatever because they
The thing is, they made new plans after Trump started fucking talking about the invasion of Greenland.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking old plans that they were talking about.
He asked them to, yeah, because I think because he asked them to update it or whatever.
Well, yeah, because he was interested in invading Greenland. He's interested in what he could do there.
Yeah. By the way, do you guys know why he cared about that? I'm just curious.
So it's because Greenland is going to be a very important strategical location for defending against China because of new shipping routes that are opening up due to global warming. Donald Trump was told this by some of his military advisors, and then he just basically just said some silly horse shit.
that's part of it. The other part of it is that Europe.
That's literally it.
That's not the only thing.
European leaders have treated Donald Trump like he's a fucking joke. He's kind of like salty about it. And again, this
that's
is just his way of getting back like a child.
By the way, I'm trying to help you again, but you just don't want to listen because you're a fucking child. No, it's also
you're the one talking about Batman.
Weren't you the one talking about Batman?
We cannot tell that you're helping. He's that
you brought up Batman.
You know what? All right, that's fine. I'm not going to help you. Fuck it. I was going to, like, I wanted to come in and explain to Destiny at some point why Trump actually cared about Greenland, because Trump's an idiot and people tell him things and then he computes that as, oh, well, let's just invade because he's a retard. But anyway, whatever. Go on.
You're repeating what I said.
That Trump's retarded?
That's not all that you said, though.
That's all
that
I said.
There was more to it. There was more to it.
Honestly, with what he's saying instead of, like, strawmanning him.
What, you mean like when he said like the European Union was informed prior? Yeah, okay. I mean, how do I engage with somebody who's just in here lying?
What do you mean?
I said to the best of my knowledge, they were informed about, like, but by the way, the idea that they'd even have to be informed, I was telling everybody that they were going to fucking invade Iran. Like
they,
what
they should
are,
be informed
like,
and they
anybody
should,
can
Trump
see this
should
bullshit coming
them.
From a fucking billion
they're
miles
allies.
Away.
They're
you don't
fucking
think
allies.
They were consulting? Sorry, you don't think they were consulting with each other? And again, you can look at after the fact how all these European leaders, including UK leaders, responded after Donald Trump was asking for help in the Strait of Hormuz and shit. Oh, we're not going to do that. We have too many Muslims in our country, and they're going to get mad at us
not
if we take
said.
Down a huge terror regime. So it's going to be a trouble for us in the next election. Same with fucking Canada. Like, our fucking prime minister came out and said, Islam is... what is it? Muslim culture is Canadian culture? Like, they're all fucking whores.
Who's all whores?
Liberal governments.
Ukraine is based.
No, he is a pathetic fucking weak coward. And he's clearly a fucking anti-Semite.
Sorry.
Oh, come on, bro. Really?
He's a fucking anti-Semite. He recognized the state of Palestine while they still had fucking Jewish hostages. Guy's a fucking pathetic anti-Semite.
True.
Guess you don't support Palestinians getting their own state ever, do you?
No, they're pieces of shit. Fuck them.
Oh my god. Damn, I didn't know you were so fucking right-wing.
They never had a fucking state. They can eat shit.
Does vegan like Jews because at least they don't eat pork?
That's I like Jews because they're not fucking retarded. And they're also not fucking pussies. Ooh, sovereign nation, Iran. Oh, it's wrong to like attack Iran without notification from Congress. And the way Jews think, fucking fascist Islamic dictatorship. Fuck you, get fucked. So yeah, I totally support Israel and the Jews. They're not fucking weaselly little fucking pussies who have these stupid little fucking debates of, you didn't inform Congress, and you're attacking another nation's sovereignty.
Yeah, fuck, fuck the law, fuck the norms.
We care so much about the law, then why the fuck aren't we all concerned about Iran supporting fucking terrorism worldwide? They're the biggest sponsor of terrorism. They've killed fucking hundreds of American troops over the last few decades. Like none of that matters, right? But Iranian sovereignty. Like again, I came in here to fucking debate this shit, and then all fucking Destiny can do is just weasel his way out of the own arguments he fucking...
Wait, these don't count as base stats? When it comes to breeding, really?
Famously love terrorism here, yes.
So the moral of the story is don't listen to pencil neck fucking weaklings, okay? If you can't bench at least fucking two plates aside, I don't think you should be taking anybody seriously. So fuck Maduro, glad that fucker's arrested, and fuck Iran. They're gonna get fucking bombed. And
wait a second, does this mean that we shouldn't take Trump seriously because Trump doesn't bench two plates? Too. Doesn't that mean we're not trusting Trump anymore? Doesn't that undermine your whole argument?
Well, people around him can bench two plates.
Really? Who?
Yeah, I'm sure Pete Hegseth. I think the 315 was faked, but I'm sure he could bench two plates.
Wow.
You think the cartels in Venezuela can bench two plates?
Probably. There's probably, a lot of gang members do lift weights.
Should we listen to those people?
They're bad. At least they're not pussies, though.
Oh, and they me too, I think so.
Did Netanyahu bench two plates?
Oh, there's plenty of people in the IDF who can bench two plates.
Yeah, of course. But
IDF babes too.
I'm talking specifically about BB here.
Well, I know his brother probably could. He was in the Defense Forces.
Yeah, so. I know. He was in the Entebbe raid, which, by the way, was fucking based. That was some badass Israeli there.
But the UN, piracy, you fucking invaded a sovereign nation. What do you think about that, Destiny? Was that an invasion of a sovereign nation? Did that hurt the nation's sovereignty? Are we supposed to listen to dictators?
Are you okay, buddy?
Can you seriously engage with this question, Steve? Like, it's being... You're being dismissive.
Very epic, Dan.
I'm not trying to answer him.
Their sovereignty... We need to listen to dictators and do whatever they say because it would violate sovereignty. It's wrong to arrest Kim Jong-un because North Korean sovereignty. Like, again, this is just fucking horseshit. So I don't know why
it was a warlike action and that we were.
Yeah, I never said anything about it being good or bad, but that's OK. Let him, you know.
Like, look, I think Steve is a bit of a grifter. I think he knows a lot of the left wing is being infiltrated by fucking communist pieces of shit, like Hassan. I think his own audience is turning into, like, gay beta male fucking simp dipshits who are just listening to commie propaganda where, the war with Iran is illegal, deposing Maduro was illegal, why are we using the military for what the military does, war bad. And then I think Steve's just riffing, and he's holding positions that he doesn't really hold. Like, again, this is just fucking retarded. Like, he's literally telling me, under the same geopolitical circumstances, he would be wrong, he would think it would be wrong to arrest Kim Jong-un and put in place some friendlier dictator because it would violate North Korean sovereignty. And then, again, after we talked about this for a little bit, he realized he was being a fucking retard, and then he didn't even hold that position anymore. And then he just stopped engaging with me. Like again, Steve's a smart guy. Like, not that smart, but, like, not retarded like Hassan. So I think he's kind of grifting and he's playing a bit to his audience, where this is just the popular narrative among left-wing progressives, just being a fucking pussy and acting like, oh, everything has to be legal. And what about Congress? And really all they're doing is listening to Chinese communist brain rot propaganda. And again, this is all priming everybody to be against U.S. military intervention when China tries to invade Taiwan. That's all this fucking is. All this bullshit about, oh, it's wrong to invade fucking Venezuela. Oh, it's wrong to invade Iran. Why is the U.S. meddling in all these foreign politics? That's exactly what fucking China wants you to think, because they don't want a U.S. intervention in fucking Taiwan. So all this is Chinese brain rot fucking propaganda. It's the right fucking thing to do. There was a time when America stood up for, you know, values, you know, right and wrong. And when there's a fucking fascist dictatorship being abusive to his own fucking people, murdering political dissidents and fucking over America geopolitically, we'd have no fucking problem invading Venezuela and arresting the dictator. But now we have all this communist brain rot fucking horse shit, where we have fucking weak little pencil neck pussies on the fucking internet peddling this bullshit. War is bad. What? It's illegal. Well, you know what? You don't have to fucking worry about any of this, because you wouldn't fucking even like pass the fucking physical to join the military. So if you're so fucking worried about the U.S. going to war, don't worry. You're not going to go to war. OK, you're too fucking weak and scrawny, and you're probably gay, too.
Vegan gains. So the Iraq war was based, right?
I think it was a good thing to take out Saddam Hussein. I think just after that, there was a lot of mistakes that the U.S. military made when it came to trying to stabilize the region, create like a new government there, and just staying in for too long, you know, stuff like that.
Couldn't that happen right now with Iran?
I have a question. What do you think if I think that China should just use their military? Like, what's the problem with China just using their military, like in Taiwan? Like, they have a fascist dictator, so like, you know, why would that be bad if they invaded Taiwan?
So I don't respond to stupid fucking idiotic children. So have fun playing with your little fucking tinker toys there, dipshit.
Hold on. Destiny just asked you a question.
Can you smash your keyboard again? Can you smash your keyboard again, being Gaines?
Couldn't the same thing happen in
Iraq? Play with your fucking Hot Wheels, retard.
Couldn't the same thing that happened in Iraq happen in Iran? What's preventing that? Why not?
No, it's a totally different set of geopolitical circumstances. This is just fucking retarded, okay? Again, this is Chinese communist brain rot fucking propaganda. You'll hear this narrative all the time. When fucking the Venezuela thing happened, what about Iraq? When the Iran thing happened, what about Iraq? Like, people are just going to keep bringing up Iraq. Well, how about you go fuck yourself? I don't fucking care. Idea that the U.S. military and, you know, all the bureaucracies within the U.S. government can't fucking figure out some of the fucking mistakes they made in Iraq, you know, and just correct those mistakes for the future and do things differently. And the fact that this is a completely different set of geopolitical circumstances as well. Like, I don't take this seriously.
Okay, I brought up Iraq because I wanted to test your consistency, but I'm not saying that it's the same shit. But what I am saying is that if the U.S. wanted to do this and they wanted to invade and then like install a different regime and shit, it would take a few years. It's not something you could do in 5 minutes. And I don't think the American public has the stomach for that. And
so,
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. So first of all, this doesn't seem like something that's going to take several years. One of the big military objectives is to basically cause a regime change. I don't think that's as difficult as people are kind of making it out to be.
I don't think that that's going to be what's necessarily going to happen.
That's also never been their objective that they've said.
Yeah, they've walked back on that like a whole bunch. Now it's just...
Well, that was an objective. They're kind of walking back and talking about negotiation, but all the negotiations are completely failing. And I was never thinking that they would do this and not make efforts to do a regime change. I think some of these negotiations are just kind of... like a PR kind of stunt. I don't think they're serious about negotiations.
By the way, you can't do regime change from the air. Like, that's not a thing that has ever really...
Well,
happened.
They're sending in the Marines, and the Marines fuck shit up, so...
Yeah, we still don't know how they're going to do that, but... All right, we'll see.
Well, yeah, it's called a fucking machine gun.
No, I mean, we don't know what those Marines are even going to do or whatever. I feel like you have...
Yeah, they kill bad people. That's what they're paid to do.
No, I mean, we don't know what the strategy or have any kind of... For all we know, they could just be going there to
take... Yeah, the strategy is see bad person, shoot them, fuck eye sockets.
You have a very simplistic way of looking at all of this.
Well, okay. Yeah, it is simple. That's how guns work. You point, you shoot, you fucking kill the bad people.
Anything else?
Yeah, I think the point was made pretty clear. This whole Iran thing is extremely important for the overall American geopolitical strategy. It has clearly been a benefit with delaying China's invasion of Taiwan if they ever plan on invading. Xi is so old right now, and he clearly has had some health issues that China, like, he may die before they ever plan on invading, and whoever replaces them, who knows how committed they're going to be with an invasion of Taiwan? Who knows how the CCP is going to be moving forward? So this is a good thing. It's clearly delayed a Chinese invasion of Taiwan.
Do you have any evidence that that's the reason why they delayed it? Or are you just making, you're just making that assumption because, like, I guess America is the center of the universe. Are you sure that it's not because that China feels that they just aren't ready yet because they've been building up their military in order to get ready to invade?
Well, again, Xi has tried to ready their military for a 2027 invasion, and according to U.S. assessments, that's not the case. And this has happened before. China probably would have invaded Taiwan earlier if the Iraq War didn't happen. But China, seeing how easily the Iraqi military was defeated in Iraq, that delayed their plans.
There's no way that they were ready, like, in 2003.
Well, yeah, they realized they sure as fuck weren't ready with how advanced the U.S. military was and how easily they defeated the Iraqi military. So, yeah, they got taught a lesson. They were in all likelihood planning an invasion of Taiwan. Then they realized how fucking badly they'd get stomped by the U.S. military, and then they didn't. So again, these actions, like what happened in Venezuela, where the U.S. easily defeated Chinese and Russian radar and missile defense systems, that sends a message to China that your technology sucks, it's Chinese trash, and we can fuck you over. Same with what's going on in Iran. Annihilating fucking Iran, taking out all their fucking leadership, and completely, like, just being in control of the fucking country fundamentally within a matter of days. That just shows China that if they want to fuck with the United States, they're going to have to have a lot more firepower and a lot more smart, competent people.
Okay, you don't actually have any evidence that that's what delayed it. You're just making that assumption because you think America is the center of the universe.
No, so I'm not a retard, okay? So when China wants to invade Taiwan to get control of the Silicon Fab facilities there, and they realize there's a big bad motherfucker who could stomp them, I can put two and two together. So, no, these military actions put China in their fucking place, and they teach them, you're fucking inferior to America, your technology sucks, your GDP is at best one-tenth of that of the United States per capita, you're all poor, broke, fucking gutter-sucking pieces of trash.
Hey, Canada?
They literally eat fucking gutter oil. They're so fucking broken, poor, and stupid. So if they're serious about this Taiwanese invasion thing, they better be fucking ready for it. Because again, all of these military actions that the U.S. has committed, it you may disagree with it. You might not think it's the nicest thing that some innocent people get killed or you have to crack a few eggs. But from an overall geopolitical strategy, it scares our enemies. And that's probably a more important fucking thing, keeping some of these big bad actors in check.
Hey, Vegan, I have a question. I think you know this better than me. Was your ex-wife Chinese or Iranian? I need to understand if that's...
No.
Having any influence on that? No? Okay. Just thinking, okay. Wait, was she Venezuelan?
No.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. French?
No.
A little confused, but okay.
Okay, anything else?
No, the only other thing is stop being a fucking pussy. So again, all this bullshit about, oh, you didn't inform Congress, it's illegal. Guess what? That's all Chinese brain rot propaganda. So the informing Congress thing, that's just a load of fucking horseshit. That's Chinese communist propaganda that the liberal, especially the progressive left, is just spewing. So you people really need to stop just guzzling down fucking Chinese brain rot horseshit.
Wait, can I ask a question? So are you saying like if there is a country or basically like a group of people and there are other people who are like oppressively leading those people such that if they step out of line, they can either be abandoned, starved, or killed, that we would be right to go in and kill the leadership of that country? Let's say there is a group of people, and let's say that they had like leaders in that society, and those leaders would murder members of their society. They have no rights whatsoever. There's no trials. There's no elections. There's nothing like else. Maybe it's done by birth. Maybe the leaders just kill the prior leaders. You'd say that like it's okay for us to step in and like kill those people.
Yeah.
Why can't we eat animals then? Because don't they kind of do that sometimes in their societies? Like, would we be right to like go and like abduct tigers and lions and eat them since they kind of like rule oppressively over their
fellow
animals?
I don't have a problem with killing carnivorous animals.
Oh, okay. Based. All right. Just checking.
That's why I wouldn't have a problem with taking you out, motherfucker. Better go vegan. Got my sights on you.
Okay.
Would you eat a cat?
Huh?
Would you eat a cat?
Of course. He said, yeah.
No.
What do you mean? They're carnivores.
Say it's a cat.
Carnivores. They're
my cat's vegan.
Carnivores.
Your cat's
my
vegan?
Cat eats a vegan diet.
Cat.
Well, you can take a look at my Instagram. My cat could probably beat your ass.
Wait, how many
is your cat on roids too, or?
No, he's just a big motherfucker.
How many places do you bench?
Probably like three.
Is that three on each side, or is that one on each side and one in the middle?
No, three on each side.
Okay.
Damn.
All right, well, take care. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Have fun.
Hey, your keyboard, I said hi.
All right, take care.
Is he always like that?
I think the Broid stuff, I think, is actually having a significant impact on him. Because he wasn't that bad, but... You know.
I didn't realize he was that right-wing or that, like, crazily hawkish. I thought... I could have swore he was, like, a soy progressive dude before, and now he's, like, gone full...
I don't think he was ever, like, a progressive guy. He was just a vegan, but...
Well, you see, his wife left him, so...
Oh,
Jesus, chill. Well, we don't know how much that could be put in the car before the horse. Who knows?
Didn't he used to come in here and yell at you about platforming Nazis?
Yeah, but he's never been right wing or left wing. I think he's always had kind of his own take on things.
Oh, okay. By the way, Dylan's going to be on there at 6 o'clock. All right, sorry, at 10 o'clock
okay.
EST.
Well,
and he's going to be talking with... someone familiar to you, Destiny, Josie Rose person.
Oh, I don't even remember this person,
Wait, you don't remember them?
Nope, but if we're going to get to the Dylan part, I have to listen to this, so if you guys don't have anything to say, get the fuck out.
Oh, bye-bye. All right.
Okay.
All right.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.